Okay. The Fetzer Broadcasting Company presents Western Michigan at Work. This is a program designed for your information about the industries and professions of Western Michigan. It is brought to you by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company as another feature in the public interest to make you better acquainted with the manner in which the men and women of this area earn their living. This evening, we are to visit the Globe Knitting Works of Grand Rapids, one of the distinctive and important industries of Western Michigan. Now, here is your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
Good evening. A young Norwegian immigrant was walking down the street in Chicago one day in the early 1890s when he was attracted by a knitting machine operating in a store window. That incident started a train of events which led to the establishment of the Globe Knitting Works in Grand Rapids, an industry which today provides employment for more than 1,000 men and women. The young Norwegian's name was E.A. Clemens. He had come over from Norway with his parents when he was a lad of 17 in 1881. He had a strong yen for mechanics, and a knitting machine is such a complicated piece of machinery that it sort of challenged his curiosity and interest. Clemens had at that time a $25 a week job with a sewing machine company as a repair and maintenance man. Well, $25 a week in those days was a mighty good salary. Young Clemens was thinking about something besides money, however. He was fascinated by that machine. He hunted up a local knitting mill, the Princess Knitting Company, and he told the president, a Mr. Powell, that he wanted a job. He didn't know the first thing about knitting, of course. And the best offer that Powell could make him was $9 a week. Clemens promptly took the job. His father told him he was crazy, but the young fellow knew what he wanted. Within a few years, he had learned a lot about a knitting factory, and he had come to Grand Rapids as superintendent of the Star Knitting Company. One day in 1897, he paid a visit to his family in Chicago, and he thought he would stop around and see his old boss, Mr. Powell. Well, he arrived at the plant at the precise moment when it was being devoured by flames. From the ashes of the fire, a few knitting machines were salvaged, and Powell sold these to Clemens, taking his note in payment. Mr. Clemens brought these machines to Grand Rapids, rented a loft, and started a knitting factory. To start a knitting machine in operation, you have to have a piece of material to put on the needles for drawing off the goods. Having nothing else handy, Clemens took the shirt off his back, ripped off the tail, and began knitting the first piece of material produced by the Globe Knitting Works. Conceived in a window exhibit, Globe was born in a fire and started on a shirt tail. Globe was successful from the very beginning. Within a couple of years, orders were streaming in from outside Grand Rapids, and more capital was required. That capital was supplied by Mr. H.M. Liesfeld, a successful grocer, and some of his friends who had faith in Clemens. By 1900, the company had its own building, the first unit of the big plant, which the company now occupies in the Ionia, Commerce, Goodrich, Bartlett area in Grand Rapids. Expansion has been steady. The original four-story structure, which measured 40 by 100 feet, has been enlarged to a main building 7 stories high, having over 220,000 square feet of floor space. Besides this main building, there are now 3 others nearby, which are used for warehouses and machine shops and other auxiliary purposes. The company also operates 5 branch manufacturing plants, 3 within the Grand Rapids city limits, 1 in Wayland and 1 in Allegan. An affiliated hosiery plant is located in Zeeland. Now, here's some figures I think you'll be interested in. The Globe Knitting Works produces between 8 and 9 million undergarments and 2,220,000 pairs of women's hosiery each year. In the course of a year's time, the company knits 620 billion feet, or 117.5 million miles of yarn. That's enough to reach around the whole Earth at the equator 4,700 times. And that strand of yarn, knit each year by Globe, would reach to the moon and back more than 200 times. And that, my friends, is a lot of yarn. E.A. Clements, the founder, died in 1934. His son, Roy, who is now president of the company, has been with Globe since 1913. Influenced by Roy and the senior Clements, Grover Good left the post of headmaster at Howe Military Academy to come with Globe in 1916, and he's the present chairman of the board and treasurer. Well, the other day I asked Mr. Clements if the company had any policies to which its success might be attributed. Without any hesitation, he mentioned two. His father had taught him, he said, to be a stickler for quality. He often said, related Mr. Clements, that we had no business making anything we didn't believe in ourselves. I saw many instances of that emphasis on quality as I toured the plant. Time after time, my guide showed me how a certain process could be done more cheaply, but he added, we don't think it produces a good quality hosiery or underwear. Mr. Clements mentioned also that the company had never sold except to firms having top-rate credit. Now come with me on a trip through the Globe plant. The first thing I saw was a knitting machine. There are hundreds and hundreds of these of all kinds, shapes, and descriptions, buzzing away for all they're worth all over the plant. But suppose we take a closer look at those which are knitting hosiery. They are about 48 feet long, and they produce from 24 to 30 pieces of flat hosiery fabric at once. The flat full-fashioned knitting machine was invented by a chap named William Cotton, about the time of our American Civil War. It was an improvement on the original flat knitting machine built by William Lee back in the 16th century. Incidentally, both Cotton and Lee were Englishmen. In the modern machines, which I saw at Globe, the original Lee and Cotton basic principles are retained. But of course, there have been many refinements and improvements. They produce a much sheerer fabric and operate much faster. They are so arranged that they knit a flat piece of fabric of varying width to conform to the shape of the leg. After the leg piece is knit, it is transferred by hand from one set of needles to another, which knit the foot. On each machine, some 400 or more needles are rigidly fastened, the gauge of the machine depending on the number of these needles. Mr. Edgar Charles is a knitter on the machines that make the foot of the stocking, and he's in the studio with us here tonight, and I'm sure that he can tell you a lot more about these machines than I can. Mr. Charles, how long does it take to knit a pair of stockings?
We knit the leg in about 45 minutes, if everything goes right. It takes about 15 minutes to knit the foot of the stocking.
Well, isn't it delicate work to take the leg off one knitting machine and transfer over to another knitting machine in order to complete the foot of the stocking?
It certainly is, especially when you make quality hosiery. The knitting loops of the leg have to be precisely transferred over to the knitting needles of the foot machine so that none of the nylon threads are cut and so that the end step of the stocking shows no knitting variation. It takes good eyes and careful and patient workmanship to do this job.
And you operate one of these foot machines, Mr. Charles?
Yes, with the assistance of three trained young women who make it possible to transfer the hose to my foot machine. I complete the knitting operation and send the stockings to the seaming department. I would like to add, Mr. Dunbar, that we have had excellent labor relations with Globe Knitting Works, making this difficult job more pleasant.
Well, that's fine. How long have you been with Globe, Mr. Charles?
6 years.
Am I imagining things, or do I detect a little southern accent in your voice?
Yes, I lived in Texas for 5 years and in Tennessee for 7 years.
Ah, that explains it. Were you a knitter down south?
Yes, I learned the knitting trade from high school and have been at it ever since.
You have a family, Mr. Charles?
Yes, sir. I have a wife and two boys, Thomas and Donald.
Well, that's fine, and thank you for being with us tonight. After the hosiery has been knit flat, it has to be looped and seamed. Then the stocking has to be pre-boarded. That's a process of heating in a large oven for about 4 minutes. That sets the yarn of a nylon stocking so it won't wrinkle. Then follows the dyeing process and finally boarding, which is really steam pressing. The stockings are then ready for boxing and shipping. Globe makes a great many different kinds of underclothing made out of wool, cotton and wool, woolen rayon, rayon, nylon, or silk. The various yarns come to the company wound on combs, except for wool, which is wound on what are called cops. The yarn is rewound before being used for knitting, however. The rewinding is done at a uniform tension, and at the same time wax is added and the yarn is combed. That process makes it doubly certain that every knitted garment is of uniform strength. The various yarns are very interesting. Each strand of rayon yarn, for instance, contains 90 separate filaments. A constant humidity has to be maintained in all the rooms where this knitting is done. Most underwear is knit on huge circular machines, which knit the cloth in tubular shape. The needles on the machines are so spaced and adjusted that different patterns, such as ribbed material, are turned out. Patterns are achieved, too, by taking out needles at certain points and by what is called tucking. Tucking, I'm told, consists in casting off two knitting knots at one time. After the fabric is knit, it goes to the dye house, where it's bleached, dyed, pre-shrunk, or scoured. It's necessary to process about 75% of all the fabric that is knit. This department uses about 28 million gallons of water each year. All of the fabrics have to be processed in dye tubs or cure vats. The water has to be changed several times, and as the job progresses, the temperature of the water has to be changed. And that means that there's got to be plenty of hot water as well as cold. All the water has to be treated to remove the impurities so that there can be positive control of the chemicals used. Extreme accuracy is essential in both the preparation of the formulas and the processing job itself. When the fabric has been processed, the next job is to cut it and sew it into the desired garment. Our second guest this evening has a lot to do with that part of the operation. She's Mrs. Jane Raddick. Mrs. Raddick, you've been with Globe for quite a while, haven't you?
I certainly have. 23 years. The last 14 years, I worked in the Tuckstitch Cutting Department. And during the war, I taught all the new cutters that were needed when we were manufacturing such large quantities of underwear for the armed forces.
Well, that was a very valuable job. Did it take a lot of skill to cut underwear, Mrs. Raddick?
Yes, and also a thorough understanding of the quality of job we are trying to do. Knitted fabrics stretch both in the length and in the width. We have to carefully prepare the fabric for cutting, keeping it in its normal relaxed condition. Otherwise, the underwear would not fit properly. We lay up all the fabrics by hand and cut only small quantities at a time. If our job is not done right, the whole garment will be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Aren't there faster methods of cutting underwear than those which you use at Globe?
We have heard that some manufacturers use very fast machinery, but we have always believed that the only way to cut our fabric is the right way, and that is the reason that Globe underwear is among the best rather than among the cheapest.
Well, that's a mighty fine recommendation for Globe, I'd say.
After the garments leave our department, they have to go to the seaming department, where from 10 to 15 sewing machine operators complete the manufacturing job. These operators cannot tailor the underwear so that the armholes or other parts of the garments fit comfortably unless we in the cutting department do our job accurately. That is the way it is in the entire mill. From the knitting, to the dye house, to the fabric finishing, to the cutting and the seaming, and then inspecting. We all have to work together as a team and do our job right in order to make it possible to produce and ship the quality product for which Globe is known.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Raddick. And now I believe our time is just about up. This has been the story of the Globe Knitting Works of Grand Rapids, one of the many industries where you will find Western Michigan at work. Good night.
Next week, join us again at the same hour when we will bring you the story of Western Michigan's largest hotel, the Patland Hotel of Grand Rapids. This has been another program brought to you by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company in the public interest.